Welcome back. It's 7 minutes to eight. Adam McGuire's back now with business.
Thanks, Keane. The central bank has warned the government against another high spending budget this year. In its latest quarterly bulletin, the Financial Authority said that while government supports helped the economy to rebound from the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, continuing that expansionary fiscal stance could now contribute to higher inflation and reduce Ireland's competitiveness. Instead, it says any extra spending should be focused more on addressing capacity constraints. Robert Kelly is Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank. He joins me on the line now. Robert, a lot of those recent extra budget spending packages were aimed at struggling households and businesses. Many of them are still struggling. So what's the risk in continuing maybe even some of those supports in Budget 2025?
So I think really, firstly, good morning, Adam. I think really the issue here is how much we try to do too fast. So if we think about that expenditure side and the demands on the public finances, if we look, two-thirds of planned spending is already earmarked for what's called standstill costs. So that's for population growth, public sector pay agreements, inflation, just to give us the same level of services for education, for provision of healthcare, and all of these real important services. The second part, if we look, we have what I call an infrastructure gap. If we look at the real or the volume of infrastructure, what we expected to be in 2020 versus where we are now is about a 15 billion euro gap. And the last piece is an undershoot in terms of our emission targets. It's pretty much a given. We're on course for that undershoot. So we need large amounts of investment over the next decade to start to meet those emission targets. So really then the issue becomes the mix of spending and how much we try to do right away. And we do some scenario analysis where you start to address some of this capital spending needed for emission targets, but also do the higher level of current spending, like you're pointing out, for cost of living and the government supports for firms through the next couple of years. And what you see is it raises demand in the economy, puts wage pressures up. And because we might be more unique across the Eurozone in this, we start to see our competitiveness eroded. And as a small open economy, you know, it's at the centre of our economy to be small, open, export-driven. So we have to be very careful with that competitiveness.
You say that the government should stick to the 5% net increase in expenditure, but you highlight those constraints around housing, water, energy, transportation, and you say the potential shortfall in spending on decarbonisation. Realistically, can you stick to that 5% target, or does it ultimately mean taxes need to go up?
Well, that is in the essence of the 5% rule. So it's a net rule. So if we want to spend more than the 5%, that's possible, if it's offset with taxation. There's another very important point here as well, though, which I kind of call enablers here. So there's an efficiency issues around planning, time to build. And we have a scenario analysis also in the bulletin showing how impactful this can be in two ways. One, those delays keep the capacity constraints longer in the economy. But secondly, it also stops private investment also matching that public sector. So it's really a value for money issue on that area as well.
Another thing you highlight in this bulletin, the Exchequer's reliance on multinational corporation tax receipts, is something we're well aware of at this stage. The government, though, says that the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Funds, they're kind of designed to take some of that excess corporation tax out of the day-to-day budget. Do you think they need to go further on that?
Well, that's exactly it. The narrowness that you pointed out is one of the main risks we'd see. Like, we know that maybe three firms, IFAX work shows three firms accounts for a third of that corporation tax. The funds, of course, are a good way of thinking about putting that money away to address demographic issues down the line, such as aging, and also in part to address the climate needs. But what we've seen over the last couple of years is the budgets, if you would take away the excess corporation tax, a bit that can't be explained by the domestic economy, we're running a deficit. And we'll have run a deficit for the last 17 years and projected to run for the next three. So that's 20 years in total. So yes, the funds really help, but we also need to be cautious. We don't allow current spending to continue to creep up and use even part of that excess. Because if it was to stop for any given reason, it presents a real risk that needs to be addressed quickly in terms of the public finances.
Robert Kelly, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank. Thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour. That's all for now.